Welcome to Ambassador for Christ. This is your host, Wilbert Davis, and I hope y'all having a blessed day, because I am. The name of this episode will be called, I Died to Myself. I Died to Myself, you know. For the simple fact that we got to learn how to pick up our cross, you know, and die daily to ourselves, you know, because, you know, being in the natural is not the uniform we need to put on, you know. We got to learn how to stay in the spirit, and we got to learn how to get in tune with Jesus, because we cannot live this life as we think we can on our own. You know, God is the truth, and we need His word and to live in the spirit through His precepts and guidance. We don't know how to live actual lives through our own mentalities. It's just not going to work, you know. We know that Jesus is the way. He's the truth, and He's the life, you know. And that's the only way that this will work, because you got to learn how to live in the spirit. You gotta learn how to listen to your spirit. You gotta learn how to kill this flesh. We got to pray. We got to meditate. We got to use our weapons of warfare. You know what I mean? We gotta learn how to live the correct way and benefit from it. You know what I mean? We gotta know how to stand firm. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. We have to remember that, especially in our time of trial, in our time of need. You know, we got to know how to go boldly to the throne of grace. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. And it's the best way, you know, to live on top of that, you know, because this flesh I have you in all kind of predicaments and situations that you don't even want to be in, because it have a natural craving to do wrong and to sin. On top of that, you know what I mean? The ways of the world is, flush you out, it'll flush you out of character. And you don't want that. You want to be in character. You know, you got to have the characteristics of the spirit. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. You know, and you have to learn how to battle your thoughts alongside those things. You know, you have to learn how to control it. And you control it through the spirit, through God's word, the Holy Bible. You know. Yeah, boy, you gotta know what scripture to use with what predicament you are challenged with, or going through, or fighting through. You know what I mean? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. Get out them strongholds, man. You know, don't let them situations tangle you down, chain you up. You know. And keep you in a place you don't even want to be in. You know, you got to come out of that. And you break that through the word of God. The wisdom of the Lord. You know, it's a scripture for it all. And you got to know which one it is at that apparent time. You know, use your vision. That's in the spirit. And not your natural eyes. Use your vision, which is the word of God, the wisdom. It'll teach you to see the unseen instead of the natural, instead of through the natural eyes, you know what I mean? We gotta learn how to overcome those circumstances and believe in the unseen. That's where it's at right there. That's where, ooh, Jesus. God gives some good coaching, I'm telling you. Yeah. Pick me, God, pick me. I'm on your team. I go for you. Yeah. You know, and that's the attitude you gotta have. You gotta go right on in and get that fight going, you know. Cause it's real spiritual warfare right here. You know. Yeah. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. And all you gotta do is have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you can overcome. You know what I mean? Everybody keep your head up and stay prayed up. In the name of Jesus, alright? Peace. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ambassador for Christ. This is your host, Wilbert Davis. And I hope everyone having a blessed day, because I am. But I wanted to share something that's different with y'all. I want to incorporate poetry in between the podcast that I do, so we have something else exclusive to share with one another. In the name of Jesus, all right? Bet. Okay. This poem will be called Holy Ghost Anthem. God brought us out of Egypt and give us the victory every time we need him. In his miraculous power and his word, I do believe him. Because now I know we couldn't do none of this if it wasn't for the compassion of Jesus. Nevertheless, I made up my mind and showing God with my life that I actually need him. He loved me unconditionally, so I praise his name with the Holy Ghost anthem continually. God's grace is sufficient and his love and mercy is extremely beautiful. Most of all, his righteousness and glory is a petition for his children. Plus, you brought us out of the darkness into the light. For that, I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Y'all have a blessed day. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen.